Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Masor Daf Ayin Zayin. Picking up at the very top of the page. Amar Amar. So we're talking about the idea of a star of Osios, whether Osios, how they're given over or not. Remember, Osios means that you have a star that is written inside of it, an IU, essentially. What have to do it? Does it have to be done with a star or just with giving it over? Amar Amar. Amar says, Hilchasa the halach is osios niknos b'mesira kerebi. They are kone with just mesira, just like Rebbe said. You don't have to have a shtar that's going to come along with it in order for it to actually be effective. Amar le Rav Ashi la meimar gemara svara. Is that like a tradition that you have, or is there a svara for that? Amar le, he says back to him, gemara. This is a tradition. Oh, tradition. I'm Rav Ashi. Svara namiyu. But you know, it's also a svara. Says Rishpam, de'in ashtar mo'al klum, likno shtar acher al yado, elabim misira tali milsa. The whole thing is only with misira. It's also logical. The osios mile ninhu, umile bimile nil miknin. Because osios, the idea of things that are being used in order to, literally, letters are just words, but there's no actual mamushas going on over there. Umile b'mile lo miknin. And words can be acquired just with words. Says the Rashbam to explain what this means. That is, the osios mechiris shtar chov, just the shachov, the ayu, mile ninhu, dvarimu mocher. He's selling stuff, velo mamun, but not money, mamish. Hilkach, therefore, maise biyadayim, some action with the hands, the hainu mesira, giving it over, who ikar kniyasim? That's the ikar way to be koneh. Aval shtar acher, to give it to another shtar, lo mahani, it's not going to help. The mili b'mili lo mikne, because words to the words aren't helping. Shtar lo ikne b'shtar. Shtars are going to give over to another shtar to be koneh. Velo, frankly, is it really true that can't be, that mili b'mili are not miknin? V'amarav b'yitzchak amarav. We know it comes along, the heilige, heilige yid. Shalasin Yidushin. And we'll see it later on. Shtei Shtarosein, there are two documents. Says Rashbam, that is Chalukin Zemizeh. There's two different Shtaros that are, depending on how it goes down, of what the din is going to be. Let's say if a guy owns a field, and he says, Zachu Besada Leploni. As Rashbam says, Ani Makne Lachem, I'm being Makne to you, giving over to you, possession of ownership. With this kerchief, sadazu, this field, letzarech ploni, for this particular person. Vein kanu laosa ploni, kamoshitzivelin, they do exactly what he said. So zachu besada leploni, vekisfu loos a shtar, and write him a shtar, you know that this actually happened, chose b'shtar, he can back out on the shtar, vein chose besada, but he can't back out on the field. The shtar itself is not what's enacting the sale, right? It was already done with the sudar. The only reason he's doing this is that the guy should have a raya. So chos b'shtar, can retract on him, in chos b'sada, but he can't go back on the field. Says Rishbam, shekvar zachu, v'zachan l'ladim shalob b'fanav. He already was mezakeh, and you give that shalob b'fanav even. Well, let's say he says, almenas, he says, acquire this field for ploni, almenas shetichtavu lo as a shtar, and condition that he's going to be, you're going to write a shtar, and obviously you're going to give him the shtar. Says Rishbam, hochikamer, lo yizke ad shiyavo shel yado. He's not zoch until he gets it. Shtar to his end. Chozer b'mishtar b'mishada. You could track in reference to the shtar and in reference to the sada itself. Now he's making this matana contingent on the actual shtar, which he can refuse to go and give until it's actually given over. Right? So you could also take back by just refusing to allow the shtar to be given over. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Rabbi Huna. He says, shlosh shtar is saying, there's actually three different ways that we could deal with shtars, shtrei hadam, trei lam dam, the two that we just spoke about, and v'idach, and the third one is im kadam mocher v'kasav es a shtar. That is, as the Rishbam explains, if a person's ready to go and sell a field, mishetzarech lamos, right? An im kadam mocher, mishetzarech lamos, he needs money. V'rotzelim kor min the chasav, the chaver wants to sell from his stuff to his friend. Upa amim shu motzah sofer v'kosav shtar mechira. Sometimes he finds a sofer and he writes a shtai mechira kedei sheyeh mezumen litno lelokeach kol shah sheyeh to lemekar. It'll be ready to go as soon as the guy who wants to buy, shows up and he's there. So im kadam mocher because of a shtai, he goes and he writes it before it's actually sold. Beep, turn the page. Ein zayin beis. Kaosa sheshaninu. This goes with that which we learned. We actually didn't learn this. I mean, we've learned this a little bit, but the main sugya comes up on the kuf samach zayin on a beis. Right, and it says Rashbam, it's a Mishnah, Shemutah Lasoskan, you could do this. Afagav the Mechsek Keshich, even though it's like Shaker, the Ain Kan Hefsid L'Shamadam, there's no loss to anybody. Elo Lamuch Atzmo, he's going to mess himself over Shem Yovan Ashai, he loses it. V'yim Se'enu Lokech, and the buyer goes, who the theoretical buyer goes and finds the potential buyer. Shkasu B'Shmo Yiton Shalachu Mizeh, you could say that, oh yeah, I already got this. V'yahava Lo Chayesh Lachi, if this guy who owns the field is not worried about that, then Anan Lochashin Bishvilo, we're not worried for him. Now let's see the actual quote here. Kosu Kishaninu, Kosun Shalom Ochafapi, Shein Lokechim, Kevin Shech Zigzebakarka. And the owner, let's say, then goes ahead and sells the field to the buyer. And once the buyer does Kevin Shech Zigzebakarka, once he says Chazaka on it, then Nick the Shtar, Machom Makam Shu, he acquires even the Shtar. Wherever that shtar is, and the seller can no longer back out once this goes through. It says Rishbam Nikna Hashtar Shenichtav Kodam Mechir, that he did it before the Mechira, Lazel Lokech, Chomakim Shu, wherever it's found. Shari Daito Shal Mocher Lehakanos Hashtar Lokech, the das of the Mocher of the seller was to give it over to the Lokech. Kani Le Lashtar Agav Karki gets it Agav the Karka. Kedin Kol Metatlin Hanimkar Makarka Shenikna Mecheskis Karka, Kilu Avad Meshich Avad Meshicha. The din is that whenever someone's going and buying land and he has something going, he's going to have a shtar that's coming ag of the karka. Any metaltel that's sold along with the karka is kona with the chazak of the karka, like he did meshicha be metaltel and gofayo kedem afarish, like he did in the explaining. Vizu shishaninu, that's what we learned in the Mishnah, Kiddushin, Chavav, Chosim Shein Lemechrayas, aka metaltelin and shtar, nikdim im nechosim shesh lemechrayas, or kona with things that are duvachrayas, aka karka. Once you do one of these three things, then you are good to go and it comes along with it. What came out from that whole shtickle now that we just saw? That with what Rav Chaim Bar Avin just said now, we see that even though there's no actual kinyan that was done in the shtar, just the fact that the seller was willing to go and give over the shtar to the buyer, that's enough of its transfer that goes with the karka. What do you see over here? The fact that he's willing to do it, that's going to be no different, no better than devarim, than words. Right, that come out through a shtar, yet it works in order to pass over and transfer it over. Certainly then the actual sale of a document is going to work when giving over to somebody else, and that goes against Rav Ashi that says that Dvarim aren't kone, that mili bin mili lo miknin. We see very clearly, mili bin mili can be niknin. Oh, what you going to say to this? Comes against Rav Ashi. And for the Gemara, agav shiny. No, this is not a regular case. This is a din of agav. When you go and you're getting karka, and this is going along with it. So that's something we learned in the Gemara Kiddushin. So the sale, the shtar, the document, the shtar mechira is acquired not just from the fact that you're willing to go and do it with words, but from the kinyan that was done on the land, which that's going to go and drag along with this as well. Says Rashi, that agav ara, shiny, the kivit hichsik bekarka, kani l'shtar agav ara, the mikroi nafka lan, bekidushin, for lav hainu mili, elamaisa gadol. That's not mili words. So maisa gadol, kemashichas hamamon atzmo. It's like Mashiach, Mashiach. It's like being moshech the money itself. De ha matbeya, because we have the case of matbeya. Says Rishbam Perka Zahav Vasim Farish Taima. That takes us back to the Gemara in Kiddush and Bamitzia. The lo nikmin bechalipin. We know that matbeya can't be kona through chalipin, right through kinyan sudar. The agavara nikmin, but it does work by agavara. Ki hadra papa havalei treisar alfei zuzei bechozai. Our papa had 12,000 dinarim that were by someone by Bechuzai. And we saw some of Akama, saw some of Metzia. We're going to see it later on. And Akninu Ni'alei, the Rav Shmuel Baracha, Agavasifa, the Beisei. And he gave over the money to Rav Shmuel Baracha, through the threshold of his house. He gave it over to him in order to get it back. So what was the case over there, if you remember? Rav Shmuel Bar Acha was going to Bichazoi, and he was willing to go pick up her papa's money. He said, I'll get your money, I'll bring it back. Now, it's possible that the person who was buying Bichazoi would refuse to give the money to Rav Shmuel. He's scared the money's going to get lost on the way, and then he's going to be chayev to pay back because he didn't want that to happen to him. So what did he do? So her papa gave over the ownership of the money to Rav Shmuel so that he would be off the hook as soon as the money was given to Rav Shmuel, who now owns the money. And how did he do it? He did it by giving it through his the threshold of his house. Once he acquired the money bichazoi also the land for that little area, the money became his and bichazoi, and that's through agav, right? Kenyan agav. He also, when he came back with the money, nafik la'apei atavach, he was so happy that he walked all the way to a place called Tavach to go ahead and greet him. Says Rashbam, Nafak Lape Mirov Simchas Mosav, Shehevi Atavach Makom B'Mesachas Nida, B'Kach Shmo. That is its place, its name. Next part of the Mishnah, we said towards the end, it said, Aval lo mocher lo esavadim velo esamartzufim velo esantiki. You didn't sell the boat. When you sell the boat, it doesn't go along with the slaves and the sacks that hold the cargo and not the antiki. That stuff doesn't go with it. My antiki. What's antiki? Amar papa iska de begava. The merch that is found on the boat, that doesn't go along with it. Says Rishbam prakmatia sheba. The merch that's on it. Zok, the next Haligah Mishnah. When you're talking about a person going, they're going to sell a wagon, they're going to sell the ola yoke, and they sell different animals. What goes along with it? Macher is a car in the system, goes and sells a wagon. Says Rishbam, the car is an agala. Lo macher is a prado. So it doesn't go along with it. The mules, they don't go along with it. The one that carry this wagon, y'all, and we're talking about where they're not attached. Yeah, that's what the Rashbam says, right? It has to be talking about they're not attached to it when they actually happen. Malchus Aprados, if he sells the pered, the mule, lo machers akarin, he doesn't sell, doesn't come along with it, the wagon. Machers at semed, if he sold the semed, which is the, says Rashbam, hu ha'ol, uklia gala ktana, this is the yoke that is on the animal. Uklia gala ktana ba'agala atzma ha'mechaber mesashfarim yachad. So he sold this yoke, and it's different parts that attach the animal, the animals to go to be able to be involved with the wagon. Lomach is a bakar. So Machar is a tzemed, the yoke. Lomach is a bakar, didn't sell the ox. Machar is a bakar, if you sell the ox, Lomach is a tzemed. I don't think the tzemed goes along with it. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hadamim Modian. It depends. Sometimes you can just check how much money was paid and see what the normal amount would go for just one or the other. If you go and you're buying the ox, let's say they cost $100 and the guy gives them $300, so it's probably including other things also, and that we have to check out. So let's take a look. Kate said, how so? Amarlo, let's say the buyer says to the seller, Mechor li tzimdcha b'masayim zuz, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz. Yadav yadua sheina tzimd b'masayim zuz. Everybody knows that a yoke by itself is not sold for 200 tzuz. Therefore, obviously, what he means is with the ox itself. V'cham say, nope, ain hadamim raya. The money is not a raya. Says Rashbam, elba matana, bikish litin lo hamosa. Then he wants to go ahead and give him more. He's basically saying that the ox are never going along with the sale of the yoke. And the extra money over there is looked at like, wow, this guy wants to pay a lot for it, and he's giving it to him, or maybe it's not going to be a good sale in the first place. That we shall see. Sakta Hilke Gemara. Seems as though we have a brisa which might mess up this, mess with our Mishnah a little bit. Tani of Techlifa Bar Marova, Kamei Zerav Rabo. Machar Sakarin, Machar Sapratos. If one sells the wagon, he sold them also the mules. Mules are going with the sale. Ivan Antanan Vanan lo machar tanan. We said you didn't sell it. So Amar Leir of Techliv says, okay, so Ismaye, do you want me to just delete this? Like get rid of it? Says Rashbam, Mikmei Masnisim, because of the Mishnah. Do you want me to get rid of it? Amar Leir, don't get rid of it. Titargim Masnise is about Dukinbo. Explain your brisa that it means that the mules go along with it is when the mules are attached to the wagon. Then Taka, it is included in the sale. Says Rashbam, Shikshurin biyachar b'shas mechir hilkach a kol macher umasnisen b'shein adugin. Our Mishnah is when they're not attached. Says the Mishnah, macher tzemed lo macher sabakar. If you go and you sold the tzemed, the yoke, you didn't sell the ox. Now we're going to see that We saw that the machlokas, whether or not the amount of money that was spent would be a riot to point in either way, whether or not it's included or not. Hechi dami, what exactly is the case over here? Because we said that V is due. Behuda says the money will be a raya. If he spent a lot more, obviously he's including the stuff, and the chacham say, no, I don't care. So Hechi, then what exactly is the machlokas? Elay medekar litzimda tzimda baka baka, if you say that this is a place where they call yoke yoke and they call ox ox, pita tzimda zabinli baka lo zabinli. Pashat, whatever they said is sold, is going to be sold, everything else is not going to be sold. Fel dekar nami the baka tzimda, we're talking about a case where there's a place where they also refer to the ox as yoke. Kule zabinli. Then the chachamim would agree that the amount of money that's there would go ahead and show, would say they're selling everyone. So then what exactly is the case talking about? What's the Mishnah? Where's the Machlokas? Lo tzricha. Ba'asa de kar le'tzimda tzimda ulebakar bakar. If you can name the kar le'bakar tzimda, it's a place where a yoke is a yoke, ox or ox. But there's some people who call ox a yoke. So Yehuda Savar hadam modi. And then the money will decide what it's going to be. Rabbanan Savar ain't a dam and raya. I don't care what the dam is going to be, because the bottom line is we call it this, we call it that. And just because other people do it differently, we don't care about them. Now the Gemara Frex Arleka question. It's a good question. V'ain a dam and raya. According to Chachamim, then the money's not a raya that the ox are going to be included in it. Leve bitol mekach. It should be at least that it's a bitol mekach of it. It's a mekach toes going on over here. Says the Rashbam, "Komin he nami de'ina damim raya umachar satzamed lomar chazabakar." The mashma, "Aval atzamed machar ve'amai leve bitol mekach." Let it be this whole thing is bottom of vuto. Shivat alamekach v'yachsel adam, give back your money. V'itot simda, let him take back his yoke. Can you gain kol ona? Yaser mishtos, any din of ona, which is more than a sixth of the price, is debet alamekach, the beper kazav. U'bishtos mitzumtzum aminon kanu machzir. He's going to be returned machzir ona, but pachos havi mechila, if it's less than he's a machol. V'ena domin raya, says Gemara, lehavi bit alamekach. Let it be batal mavuto. Why would it say that it's a good sale, that the chum are going to say, okay, that the yoke works, but just not the animal itself. Beep, turn the page. V'chitem ha-betol mekach l'rabbanan l'esu. And if you want to say, according to Rabbanim, that they don't hold of this idea of betol mekach, meaning that the sale stands, you just get back the amount of money that you were overcharged over there below. Is that really true? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, but Messiah, Nun of Avon Beit, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and Wach HaSefer Torah, Behemah Margoli, someone who sells a Sefer Torah, an animal, or a precious stone, Ein Lam Onah. These things do not have any ona'ah. People are willing to spend the X amount, whatever that is, very precious things for them. Or Melo, the Chacham said to him, Lo Amu Ella Es Elu. They said only these things, right? The slaves, the shtaros, the land, the stuff in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not part of ona'ah. But the things that you say is going to be subject to ona'ah. So the Mishnah is saying straight up, going to Chacham, this law, this din of price, that the price is messed up and this shtick, do apply to everything other than the things that said in the Mishnah. So the Chacham say in our Mishnah that the yoke at such a crazy price actually stands, it should be batal umevotal. And for the Gemara, Ma'in damin raya nami dekatani, what does it mean when it says this? Maybe misunderstood, that the money is not a raya. What it means is, that's what he means. Right, so you weren't going to say, that's not what he meant. That's what they meant. Oh, you by saying, if you want to say, I really come to say that the sale of the yoke is going to work. And if you're kasha b'bab mitzia, that the chamer mask him to this idea of bitol mekach, ki amar rabbanan no, bitol mekach, when do they say it? Bechadesha das toa. In a case where you're charging more, it is the amount that you make a mistake. In other words, we say, the guy can say, I didn't realize I was getting charged too much. Therefore, it's batal. For b'kadesh ein hadas toa. If you're dealing with the case, where you charge so much that the person is definitely not making a mistake. They know, lo, then it doesn't apply. Because we could say the buyer gave a gift to the seller. He's just giving him a lot more because it's very worth it for him. So it's probably all a gift to him, and therefore it would be good. Okay, friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.